KJAN Sports.
And it is time now for a check of sports brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together. And for them, it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Taking a look at scores from Friday night's high school football action. Of course, we'll have more details on the action coming up for at 7:40 during our scoreboard show with Brett Johnson. But here's a recap of the scores. In Class 3A District 1, it was Atlantic on the winner on the road over Carroll 25-20. Trojans on top. Also in 3A District 1, ADM was a 48-20 winner over Winterset. Creston down Clarinda 49-7. Council Bluffs TJ was a 28-26 winner over Glenwood. Harlan beat Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln in 3A 21-7. Also in high school football, it was Council Bluffs Lewis Central blanking St. Albert 48-0. Boone a 40-14 winner over Perry. 3A District 2 action saw Kemper Catholic beat Denison 45-6. In Class 2A District 8, it was East Mills over Clarinda Academy 42-0. Trainer a 12-8 winner over Red Oak and Riverside beating Shenandoah 12-6. In 1A District 2, it was IKM Manning over Logan Magnolia 26-7. District 8, West Marshall beat Panorama 33-18. And it was Tri-Center over Underwood 49-9. Class A high school football action, District 7, Mount Air beat Bedford 41-14. It was West Central Valley of Stewart over Earlham 34-21. Ogden down in Guthrie Center 37-6. In Class A District 8, AHST pulled off a 36-20 win over Audubon. East Mills beat Clarinda Academy 42-0. Griswold was a 7-3 winner over Nottoway Valley of Greenfield. In eight-man action, Adair Casey beat East Union 62-20. It was Murray blowing away Ankeny Christian 90-12. Colonesco over Northeast Hamilton 46-22. In District 7, River Valley beat Arweva 54-19. Glidden-Ralston was a 58-24 winner over Boyer Valley. Coon Rapids Bayard beat Heartland Christian in eight-man football 53-24. It was Exira EHK over Woodbine, 27-19. In District 8 action, Cam beat Nishnabotna 50-14. It was Essex over Corning, 47-36. Fremont Mills beating Whiting, 62-12. Lennox pulled off a 56-18 victory over Stanton. And Sydney beat Villisca in eight-man football, 64-20. Well, number 17, Nebraska opens against Southern Miss on the today, that is, hoping the fifth season under Coach Bo Pelini marks the start of the Cornhuskers' return to its traditional place in the hierarchy of college football. It's been 15 years since the Huskers won a national championship and 13 since they won a conference title. There has been a confident buzz coming out of preseason practice after last season's third-place finish in the Big Ten Legends Division and a 9-4 record. Linebacker Will Compton said the Huskers are close to elite status. Nebraska expects to be tested by Southern Miss. The Golden Eagles were 12-2 a year ago and Conference USA champions. They finished ranked number 20 and four spots ahead of Nebraska. Meanwhile, in Iowa today, the Iowa Hawkeyes will take on Northern Illinois. We'll have that action for you here on KJAN beginning at 12:30 with a pregame show. The kickoff is slated for 2:30 this afternoon. And taking a look, Iowa is basically in that game. This is the only game that Iowa will play away from Kinnick Stadium until the middle of October, so the Hawkeyes have a decent shot at a 5-0 start if they can beat the Huskies. For Northern Illinois, taking down a Big Ten team in Chicago would be a major boost for their program. Key matchup, Iowa's running game versus Northern Illinois' defensive line. The Hawkeyes have lost five running backs between the end of 2011 and the start of 2012, so the running game is a major concern entering the season. Also, the Tulsa takes on Iowa State today, and the line has Tulsa winning by 1.5 points. Their Tulsa's just one of two teams on the non-BCS leagues the Cyclones will face this season, so they'll be in rough shape if they lose. The Golden Hurricane could gain a measure of respect after losing to Big 12 schools Oklahoma and Oklahoma State in 2011. The key matchups will pit Iowa State quarterback Steele Jantz versus Tulsa's secondary. Jantz reclaimed the starting job in the offseason, but he completed just 53.3% of his passes in 2011. The Cyclones will be in trouble if Jantz can't complete more than half of his passes against Tulsa. Also in sports this morning, the Kansas City Chiefs have cut defensive tackle Amon Gordon and linebacker Leon Williams, a pair of veterans, while trimming their roster to the 53-man limit. Kansas City also put defensive back Daquan Menzi, a fifth-round draft pick who missed nearly all of the offseason with a hip injury, and quarterback Alex Tanney on the injured reserve. Other players waived by the Chiefs include fullback Patrick DeMarco, offensive lineman Daryl Harris and David Mims, and fourth-year safety Donald Washington. Safe for now is running back Nate Eaches, a rookie out of Colgate. He won over players and fans with his spirited play throughout training camp and preseason. Still, the roster moves are possible as the Chiefs consider other players who have been waived. And in baseball news, the St. Louis Cardinals lost to the Washington Nationals in a 10-0 rout last night. Gio Gonzalez held the Cardinals lineup hitless and through four innings. He earned his 17th win and tied Cincinnati's Johnny Cueto and New York Mets starter R.A. Dickey for the Major League lead in wins. The Minnesota Twins-Kansas City Royals game was postponed by rain last night in Kansas City and will be made up as part of a doubleheader today. The two teams will meet in a doubleheader beginning at 3:10 this afternoon. Last night's rainout was the first postponement at Kauffman Stadium since 2010. That's a check of sports brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.